This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? 'Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. 'Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I am so thankful that I get to be with you right here in the studio live today. I'm not always live, and I like it when I'm live because it means that you can call. Yes, you can call and talk to us today. The phone number is 888-995-5552. If you're driving, don't get in an accident. It's okay. I'll say the number more than once, but I really would like to hear from you today. 888-995-5552. So today's show is about something you probably haven't given much thought to yet, but we're going to talk about Christmas. And I know it's 100 degrees out right now, and what in the world am I going to talk about Christmas for? Well, I'm going to talk about Christmas because we have to plan a little bit if we're going to do more good. We're going to have to plan a little bit. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. And if you're thinking about right now Christmas, I want you to think about your Christmases. I want you to think about your favorite Christmas. What made it so special for you? What was it that stood out? Was it the gift? Was it the thoughtfulness? Was it the relationship? Was it the dinner? What was it that made that Christmas so, so special for you? Now that I've connected you emotionally to you, I want you to think about all the little children all over the world that might not even get anything for Christmas. If it was a gift, think about those children that might not get a gift. Isn't that just the most sad thing of all? When you think of the word Christmas, it's Christ more. More Christ. And what could bring more Christ into any home but to give? Because what did Christ do for us? He gave. He gave his life for us so that we could live and live abundantly. And out of our abundance, we need to think about giving back and giving forward. So I have a guest in today who's going to talk about Operation Christmas Child. In my church, they had shoeboxes sitting on a table, and they would suggest that we go back and get a box, and then they told us to just fill this box. But I have Emmy Lamb Silverman. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yes. Good. And I have her here. She's the area coordinator for the Greater Los Angeles area. And in her on her card, it says, "Bless a child with a shoebox gift." A little side story here is that something I did as a mom is I wanted to teach my children that it's better to give than to receive. It's a very good lesson, isn't it? And the way I did this one year is that in our church, there were some single mothers that were really in a very difficult time right here in our backyard, not going to another country, but right here in our backyard. There's people, there's moms that their hearts are broken because they really can't afford to buy their child a gift. I'm feeling right now that there are moms that can relate to what I'm saying right now. And it's the summer right now and Christmas isn't here, but still, you know, that the thought of not being able to give your children what they want is very difficult. So what I did one year is I told my children that there was a single mom with two children that she couldn't afford gifts. She didn't have a job, and she'd just gone through a really hard time. And so what we chose to do is I told the children, I said, I want you to take one of the gifts that you get, that you're getting for Christmas, and I want you to give it away. They got to choose the gift, and to my surprise, they took probably the gift that probably meant the most to them. And I know that year was a very special year for my children. If I would ask them what was their most important or special Christmas, I would bet that they would say it was this Christmas. Because we drove to the house, we actually met the mom, we spent the day with the kids, we ate together, and my children were able to give her children the gifts. And the emotional impact on her children was something, but for my children, I could see it was life-changing for my children. And it was such a wonderful experience. So be thinking outside the box. We have our traditions, don't we? We have our traditions, and our traditions are very important. I know my traditions with my family are very important. And if I can't live out my traditions, it's very painful for me. So I know we have our traditions, but maybe we could create a new tradition. Maybe we could start something new this year. And maybe this Operation Christmas Child could be the tradition where each child gets a box. And each child gets to fill this box. So I'm going to have Emmy explain a little more about the ministry, but I wanted to bring it personal. I wanted to connect with you personally because I wanted you to see that even though we're talking about Christmas, I didn't want you to turn off the channel. I want you to stay on because you know what? No matter what, there's always something in this show for everyone. So stay tuned and stay connected. The phone number again is 888-995-5552. And I will also tell you that I have a website that I would love for you to connect with me on this website. And it is Sue Free, spelt like fries, oneword.com. When you go there, there's all kinds of things that you can get out of that website. There are podcasts for 4 years of shows of all different types of things, different ministries, different subjects, all types of things. Very helpful, very hopeful information there. There's also Helping Hands, where you can download scriptures that can help you during a tough time. Scriptures about who you are in Christ. There's 4 pages of them saying, I am, and who you are, according to Christ, not according to someone here on this earth. So please connect with me. I want you to talk to me about what you would like to hear on the show, how the show has impacted your life. I want you to share the show with other people, and we can just grow this ministry together, can't we? So again, 888-995-5552. So Emmy, welcome aboard the show.
Thank you for having me here.
It's a pleasure having you. You have such a beautiful smile. So tell me, what is Operation Christmas Child?
Operation Christmas Child is a worldwide children's project of Samaritan Purse that only uses simple gift-filled shoeboxes. Yes, very simple gift-filled shoeboxes. And we bring it to the people and the children who are hurting or in poverty or sickness or illness. And it is also the largest Christmas project of its kind in the world, and began in 1993 in the United States with 28,000 shoebox gifts. Since then, Operation Christmas Child has collected and hand-delivered over 100 million shoebox gifts to needy children in more than 130 countries in 6 continents.
That's amazing.
It's awesome. Well, we have been doing it for 20 years. So this year, we are celebrating our 20 years anniversary. So Operation Christmas Child hopes to collect another 9.8 million gift-filled shoebox in 2013. And definitely, we would like you to join us.
Yes, and I'm thinking there's going to be people listening that will join us. And when they see the shoebox in the back of their church, they're going to understand more about what that shoebox is all about. And, some churches provide the shoeboxes, but other, you really don't need to have someone provide you a shoebox. Everyone can find a shoebox.
Yes. Well, yes. Just go to buy a pair of shoes.
You know,
a great excuse, right? New shoes. And then you can use the shoebox to help a child in need. Or, there's a lot of, there's a couple, shoe stores. They're very generous for the shoebox gift like Ross or Payless. You just need to call the manager and they will get the empty shoeboxes for you.
And that's really wonderful because it's nice to know that there are stores out there that will help us out in this endeavor. How do the shoeboxes actually get to the children? How does that happen?
That's what everybody wants to know. Oh, yes. My God. Okay, now we fill the shoebox and how the children get the shoebox.
Yes.
Well, Operation Christmas Child is a very massive year-round project. Even though it's called Christmas Child, we are not only doing it in Christmas. We have a huge logistic year-round. So from January to December, we are very, very busy. We have about 140,000 volunteers in the United States. Like myself is a volunteer. And 500,000 volunteers worldwide. So we have designated a week in November. It's called the National Collection Week. And this year is going to be in November 18 to 25th. There will be more than 3,500 drop-off locations in 50 states, yes, including Hawaii. So when you travel to Hawaii at that time, guess what? You can pack a shoebox instead of buying a souvenir. And Puerto Rico. Yes! Yay. So we will have all these locations for you to collect shoebox gift. And the shoebox gift, after we collect, we will ship it to a processing center. So in West Coast, the processing center will be in Orange County. We have a huge, huge warehouse, and you'll have like million and million shoeboxes inside. So the shoebox gift then will load it onto the trucks or the sea containers or the cargo planes and then transport to countries around the world. And we have local leadership team. For example, in the West Coast, we go to like Mongolia, Panama, Peru, Philippines, and Nepal. So right there at the country, we have a local team because they speak the dialect and they understand the custom and the culture. And they have relationships with the children and the villages over there. So they are the one that actually in charge of distribute all our shoeboxes. We'll transport the shoeboxes in any ways we can, by train, by helicopter, boats, donkeys, elephants, mules, horses, buffaloes, anything you can think that they will walk, you know, on the ground, and we'll try to use them. And of course, there's also some parents or some pastors that they don't have any means of transportation or we couldn't find any at that village, they will actually walk miles and miles to the collection, to the distribution center and pick up the shoebox and then walk another miles and miles back to their villages. So we are not only distribute to school or churches, but also to hospitals and some other places that you need.
That's wonderful. So if you want to know where is the shoebox going that you contribute to, you can get a tracking label?
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly. Well, we love technology. So we want to make use of the technology.
Sure.
So yeah, it's just recently, you know, like 2-3 years ago, we have a tracking label. So all you need to do is go on our official website, which is SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, and you go to the website and you can give in a $7 donation and you will print a tracking label. And when you have the tracking label, just put the label on the shoebox so it will track where your shoebox go to. Like last year, you know, we put some tracking labels on the shoebox and our boxes were went to like Philippines and Mongolia. So they will send you an email once the shoebox arrive at the location.
That's so incredible. And technology is an amazing thing these days, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You can stream on KKLA.com if you're listening in your car and now you want to get out of that car and go into your house. You can do that and just get on your computer, click on Listen Live, and you can listen live. So that's a wonderful thing. Also, we are syndicated and we go up to San Diego all the way to San Luis Obispo. And now with the internet, we're just everywhere. So it's a wonderful thing. Phone number again, 888-995-5552. Now, I'm asking you to call in, but I haven't given you a reason to call in, have I? So let me do that right now. I want to hear a story about the favorite Christmas or the favorite gift or the favorite story. Just call in and tell us about something that's happened that you think is amazing that somebody else would get hope or feel enlightened by. I'd love to hear a story of maybe how you were a mother and you came up with an idea to teach your children a wonderful, wonderful lesson. So 888-995-5552. So tell us about the 100 million shoebox gifts. Who is the 100 millionth shoebox recipient? I want to hear about this person, this little child. Yes, so tell
very
me about
special child. Well, last year we reached our goal, 100 million shoebox gift, and we brought our 100 million shoebox gift to Dominican Republic, and we gave it to a 5 years girl named Brenda. She has a very unique story. Her parents abandoned her when she was 5 months old, mm-hmm. and 5 months old she was only weighed 4 pounds. So think about how small she was.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad put her in a shoebox and on his motorcycle and drove her to her aunt's house. She was almost dead when she got to her aunt's house. If it's not for her aunt, she won't be here. So at that time, shoebox represent abandonment, desperation, hopelessness, and love and death. But now that she received a shoebox from us, that is filled with joy, happiness, hope, love, and life. So that is how a simple shoebox gift transformed a life of a child.
That is a wonderful, wonderful story. So, Emmy, tell me, how did you get involved in this? Were you one of those children that never had a Christmas gift or something? Or what what caused you to get so impassioned by this whole program? Tell us.
Well, actually, in 2004, there was Billy Graham Crusade in Los Angeles. So I attended the crusade, and I found out about Operation Christmas Child, because Operation Christmas Child is a project of Samaritan's Purse, and Franklin Graham is the head of the Samaritan's Purse. So I found out about the project, and I just felt like, wow, what a wonderful way, you know, to bless children all around the world, because I love to do mission, but sometimes, you know, it's not possible to go to all the country in the world. So I was thinking, well, you can do mission at home, but you actually impact children around the world. What a great idea. So since then, I pack shoebox every year. And a couple of years ago, I got the opportunity to become the area coordinator for the Greater Los Angeles area. And I took up the challenge, and now here I am.
So where are you from?
I am originally from Hong Kong.
You're from Hong Kong?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you been here?
A long time, more than 10 years.
10 years, that's, I guess that's a long time.
Yeah.
And so what do you do during the day? You're a volunteer for this organization. What do you do during the day?
I work part-time at the church.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
And, I do other activities. I like to dance, like
no,
you.
No, really?
Yes. Oh, I know you love to dance.
I do.
I love to dance too. Yes.
Well, see, we have something in common besides trying to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. What kind of dance?
Salsa.
Oh, you like the salsa?
Yeah, the Latin.
Yeah.
The cha-cha, the salsa. The merengue, yeah.
So I still want to hear from you out there. If you're listening, when you're listening, I want to hear from you. 888-995-5552. I want to hear a special story from you. So call in and tell us your special story. And, okay, so next, what items should we put in the shoebox? I really want to know because, you know, you have to be a little bit careful and but what kind of things would you want to have in this box? I'm thinking about, okay, first of all, do you have girl boxes and boy boxes, or do they need to be unisex?
Yes. Well, we are prepared for you.
Okay.
So we have a lot of materials that you can order online. Again, the SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. You can get all the materials online. And we have a brochure that they will tell you all the instructions, what to put inside and what not to put inside. For example, you can put like candy, school supplies, and color books, hygiene items, but not chocolate, because chocolate will melt or liquid will spill, you know, certain things like that. Or, you know, like weapons. We do not want any weapons item in the box.
Yeah.
And also on the brochure, it will tell you you can choose a boy or a girl. There's age category 2 to 4, 5 to 9, and 10 to 14. So you can buy the appropriate item for the appropriate age of that child.
And then do they put a sticker on the outside of the box so that those that are distributing the boxes know what level and what sex that there is? That how it works? Is there
yes,
a sticker
you can
that goes
cut
on?
Out, you can cut out the label.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You can cut out the label of the brochure, and then you put that particular label on top of the shoebox. So when we receive the shoebox, then we know, oh, okay, this is for boy, this is for girl, and this is for boy, okay, 10 to 14, you know, this is for girl, 2 to 4. Yeah. So we'll be very organized.
Right. Some of the things you have in this box right here in front of me, you brought a box so I could look and see what's in here. And it's so much fun. I wish I was this age because it would be really fun to receive a box like this. Actually, I kind of like everything in there for me now. There's a couple stuffed animals, and then there is some pencils, patriotic pencils. There's some pens. There's some a little bit of candy in there. I can't even see everything that's in there. You know, even Jack's. Oh, a toothbrush. That's always helpful. Sunglasses that are butterflies, like sunglasses. Those are really cool. And then some socks. So this must be a little girl or a middle girl.
Middle girl.
Yeah. So really fun. And that would be so wonderful. So some of these kids, they might not get anything else for Christmas. This might be all they get. And what a wonderful treat to be able to offer this. And you know, it's very minimal as far as the cost, I would think. So if you want something to do that's just giving back, something where you just feel like you're doing something a little special, this might be the thing for you and for your children. Doesn't matter what age your children are. You can teach them a really wonderful lesson here. And you know what? This life, I talk about this on my show all the time, is that, you know, our life is a life journey. And we have lessons every day, every minute of every day. And so when you're a parent and you're training your children in the way they shall go, so they will not depart from it, what we need to be focused on is, what are the lessons and what are we trying to accomplish? So when we are disciplining, when we're making decisions on disciplining our children, we need to be thinking about the bigger picture. Okay, what type of child do we want them to become? What kind of adult is our children going to be? So when we're thinking about that, it takes a little bit of the pressure off because you have to think of the big picture. You know, you choose your battles wisely. And when you're doing that, it helps you decide the natural consequence for whatever action your children are in the middle of at the moment. So that's a little tidbit from mom to mom or mom to dad. It might be helpful, you know, because it's not easy being a parent. It really is not easy being a parent. But when you think ahead of what the possibilities could be, negative and positive, you're more ready and prepared to handle whatever gets thrown your way. So just understand that so you can be more prepared. I might have somebody that's going to be on the phone. They can hold on. I appreciate it after the break because we're going to be going to break real soon. So I want you to be thinking while we're on break. I want you to be thinking about like one of your favorite scriptures or something so you can share that. Okay, I don't want to put you on the spot. I want you to have time to think about it. So until after the break, you guys, I want you to be thinking about your favorite scripture and call me. Please call me. I want to hear from you. 888-995-5552.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
I just want to thank Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services for giving us the opportunity to be on the air. And if you need a termite or a pest control service, please don't hesitate to call 877-332-BUGS-2847. And before we left for break, we had a caller who wanted to call in and ask a question. So, Margaret, are you there?
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Margaret.
Yes. So, how are you?
Well, I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am good, and I want to let you know that I have admired you for a long time. Well, I know who you are. I met you at some dance occasions, but anyway, this is the first time I decided to call you.
Well, thank you. And next time you see me at a dance event, would you please come up to me and introduce yourself to me?
I will.
Okay.
I'm very impressed by what your guest has done for the children. And I also work for a church, and I'm a children's minister.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to get involved in helping too.
Okay, so you want to get involved with this ministry?
Yes.
And bring it to your church, because you don't have it at your church yet?
We are a very young church, and our children, the number of the children is very small, but I want the children to start giving instead of getting, you know? So I want the children to learn how to give from a very young age.
That is an awesome lesson that we need to give, so we will do that. And Margaret, thank you so much for your words of encouragement. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, you be safe, because I know you're driving. I can hear it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. God bless you. All right, so we'll keep continue going, and Margaret's going to get the information she needs as far as knowing how to get involved at her church. And those of you listening, you know, that do attend a church, if they don't already have this program, maybe you could be the vehicle. Maybe you are the person that, you know, the Holy Spirit's tugging at you right now, and maybe you're the one that this is your deal. This is the thing that God's called you to do. So I'm hoping that you take action. Don't just think about it, but take action, okay? So we're going to keep going, and so can you tell us more stories from the Shoebox Project? I love the stories. They're great.
Oh, my God. It's because of the story. It just kept me going all these years. Stories. Well, before I tell you some story, a lot of people actually ask us, well, okay, what did the children do after receiving the shoeboxes? You know, is it just a shoebox gift and that's it? And that's it.
Good question.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Well, no, we actually have a program called The Greatest Journey. You know, just like Jesus said that, you know, we make disciples of all nations. Mm-hmm. So we have this Greatest Journey program. It is a 12-week discipleship program to teach kids about Jesus Christ and the love of God. Because a lot of children ask us, oh my God, who gave us this gift? What is Christmas? Who is Jesus? So
this is a great
program for them. We do not force any children to participate in the program. We give them an invitation. Any children that want to know about the program, they can come to the program. And after the program, we'll have a graduation for them. They actually wear gowns and hats, like real graduation, and they'll receive a certificate and a brand new Bible.
Aww.
And so far, over 1.5 million children has already enrolled in the program.
Oh, that's a fantastic story. That is amazing. That's a story in itself right there, because, yeah, we don't want to just stop with the gift. There's more, right?
Yeah, there's more to the
gift.
That's
so awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. All right, so go ahead and tell us some more stories.
All right, now the story.
Yes.
Well, the shoebox gift is not just a shoebox gift, it's a miracle box.
Okay.
Because each box represents a miracle to a child. So, for example, it's all very simple story. Just like how Jesus, you know, turned water into wine. It's so simple, but to us it's like, wow, it's a miracle, right? So
yes.
Here, like in Bahamas, there was a little boy asked the mom for Christmas gift, and the mom do not have any money to buy Christmas gift for him. So the mom actually asked him, okay, you write a letter to Jesus, okay, to see what you want and ask Jesus to give it to you. So he wrote a letter and he asked the Jesus, okay, I want a black t-shirt and a black cap. So after a while, there's a shoebox distribution at the location, and he picked a shoebox, and when he opened the shoebox, there was a black shirt and a black cap.
Wow.
We have so many stories like that. We have a little girl in Zimbabwe. She always want a Barbie. Not any toys, just a Barbie. Not Cinderella, not Snow White, but a Barbie. And at the distribution center, she picked up a shoebox, and when she opened the shoebox, there was a Barbie right in front of her eyes. And how does it happen? We don't know, but God knows.
Yes.
Only God can arrange what gift is to what child.
Yeah, we're not talking about Santa Claus here.
No.
We're talking about Jesus.
We are talking about Jesus.
That's right.
We are talking about real miracles.
Yes.
We also go to some hospitals, like, for example, in Philippines. I just received a story that we went to Philippines in a hospital in a cancer ward.
Mm-hmm.
So all the children over there had cancer. And this particular boy received a shoebox, And when he opened the shoebox, there was a pair of brand new shoes. Well, the volunteer looked at the shoebox and looked at him and say, "We're so sorry you received that shoebox. Because of the cancer, one of his legs got cut off."
Oh.
So his right leg got cut off, so he only have a left leg. But then, on the other hand, on the next bed, there was another boy. The other boy received the shoebox and opened the shoebox. He received a pair of socks.
Oh.
But then, the same thing. He has his left leg cut off because of cancer. So now, one pair of socks and one pair of shoes for both children.
And they were both the same size?
Yes, they both fit
the size.
That's
even more amazing.
It's amazing. You know, all this story is amazing. Another one, Colombia. Oh my God, this is amazing. You know, like, okay, when you receive a pair of shoes that is exactly your same size, it's already amazing. But mm-hmm. this one is more amazing. Carlos and his mom walked 2 days to the distribution center for the OCC shoebox. When the boy went into the church, he was limping. So the pastor was concerned because he was walking 2 days, so probably he got injured. And the mom said, "No, he didn't got injured. It's because when he was born, he already have his feet was already have a defected feet." So, but they did not have any money to buy a special pair of shoes to him. So when he picked up a shoebox, he opened the shoebox. Not only there was a pair of brand new shoes that fit his size, but this pair of shoes is a pair of orthopedic shoes that fit his size.
Now, I'm a little bit confused here because the shoebox we're supposed to be filling are things that can be used by most people and shoe sizes, you know, I mean, that's a little bit different, isn't it? So would you suggest that people put a pair of shoes in the shoebox, or would you suggest that they put socks and things that could be used by any mm-hmm. size feet?
Well, when people ask me
a
question,
story, but
I always tell people, ask the Holy Spirit what the Holy Spirit wants you to put in the shoebox. Of course, you know, not just a pair of shoes. I'm sure, you know, he received candies and other goodies as well to fill the shoebox. But it's just amazing. I mean, I personally pack shoebox for so many years. I never pack a pair of shoes in the shoebox.
Right.
You know, so I know that that pair of shoes not come from me, but from somebody else in another part of the world.
That probably asked the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit knew what the Holy Spirit was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an amazing story.
Yeah, and we also go to blind school. Mm-hmm. We go to deaf and dumb school. I remember there's a story that in Philippines, the distribution, we went to a deaf and dumb school, all the kids, they could not speak, you know, they could not hear, they could not speak, but when they received the shoeboxes, they were rejoicing in silence. You can actually see the pictures that they took, you know, every kid is so happy, but you can't hear any noise,
mm-hmm.
you know, but the silence is, I mean, the joy is in the silence. So it's really amazing that we touch, you know, different kind of kids, any kid that that need to be touched by God's love, we are trying our best. You know, that's why we need more and more shoeboxes every year so that we can touch more children, because every year we are distribute to different children. So not one children receive two shoeboxes in their lifetime, only one shoebox in their lifetime. So that particular shoebox could be the only gift that they receive for their whole childhood.
Yeah. Wow, sounds so exciting. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, and I'm talking to Emmy Lamb Silverman. She's the area coordinator for Greater Los Angeles for the Operation Christmas Child. You know, you're listening and you're hearing some of the wonderful, wonderful stories, and you're probably wondering, I'm hoping you're wondering, how can I get involved? And you know that your church isn't currently, does not have this ministry available to the people that come to your church. And maybe the Holy Spirit's tugging on your heart right now that maybe this is something that God has put as a purpose for you to do. So if that's the case, I'm so excited that, you know, God got you to turn on this station today, and we were here, and we're here with you, and we're making this happen together, and that's God's plan. So the next step is to find out more information. So here's the information. In if you're driving or whatnot, don't worry, it's okay. All you have to remember is Sue Fries, spelt like fries, oneword.com. And what we will do is we will put this podcast on. It'll probably be next week, but we'll put the podcast on. And what we'll do is we'll put the connection information so that you can get the information you need to connect with this ministry and make this happen for your church and for those many, many children that are needing a gift from God and from you. So I guess Kevin's on the line. What can we do for you, Kevin?
Hi, yeah. I just had an awesome verse that I've been learning through, even the fighter verses.
Okay.
I've been memorizing Acts 20:35, where Paul reminds us of just that we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, that it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Amen. Amen, and that's so true.
Yeah, and referring to Operation Christmas Child, about 2011, I was on a three-month short-term mission trip in Central Asia where there was civil unrest, which caused many refugees just to be dispersed. And when we were providing aid, somehow Operation Christmas Child box showed up. It wasn't Christmas. It was in the middle of April. But it was distributed, and a kid received a Christmas box that was in April. So I thought that was weird, but also amazing, and just how these gifts get to children.
Did you watch that child open that gift, that box?
I didn't. I saw pictures.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, I was actually I'm kind of a refugee myself, kind of. We had to get out of the area, but during that relief time, some of the team members there were able to take pictures of that.
What a neat story, Kevin. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, it's amazing just to watch God work, isn't it? You know,
definitely.
Sometimes we just don't feel him, and we're like, okay, God, where are you? But he's there.
Yeah,
and he's over there, and he's over there.
That's a reminder of even Jeremiah 29:11-14, where he just reminds us that he knows the plans that we have, and plans to prosper us and not to harm us. He plans to give us hope and a future.
Amen. Wow, Kevin, is this your first time listening to the show?
Second time, first time caller.
Okay. Okay. Are you going to listen again, I hope?
I definitely will.
Oh, I'm so glad. Listen, connect with me on the Sue Fries website, please, and let me know, you know, what you want to hear talked about on the air, okay?
Awesome. I definitely will. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Kevin. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was awesome, wasn't it? What a neat little story that is.
Yes,
I love these stories.
I want to respond, you know, to Calvin as well, that, you know, he said he saw, you know, children receive Christmas gift in April. Well, in our organization, every day is Christmas.
Oh.
Every month is Christmas. We try to, you know, get all the shoebox gift ready in November so that, you know, we can ship it out and then the children can receive in December. However, there are a lot of countries that we go to that have different policy.
Uh-huh.
Depends on, you know, the government, when, you know, they will open the door, how long the container will be contained, you know, at the dock, and all this logistic. So sometime, you know, some country won't open for us for December, but they will open for us in March or April. Sure, we'll go in. For the children, mm-hmm. it does not matter. It's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, we just have a distribution trip to Uganda in May. You know, so every month we are distributing gifts. Like even right now at this moment that we're doing interview, probably somewhere in the country, there's children opening gifts right now.
That is amazing. And that's great because, you know, God gives all year round, not just at Christmas time.
Exactly.
Right. So that's great. So how can churches, groups, or families, or even the listener listening right now, get involved with this OCC project? How can they get involved? And I'm going to say, and how can they contact you? That information is going to be on my website. But how can they get involved?
Mm-hmm.
Explain to them.
Yes. Well, of course, 100 million shoebox sounds a lot of shoebox gift. However, there are more than even just in India alone, there are more than 300 million children in India. So think about 100 million people in 20 years. So we need to catch up. So we definitely need a lot of your help and to touch the children with the love of God. And there are a lot of ways you can involve in different projects, become the instrument by God to bless the needy children around the world and put the love in action. So right now, start collecting gifts. Talk to your friends and family. You can organize packing parties. We have a lot of packing parties all around the nations. Packing parties could be, you know, family come together, could be churches come together, organizations come together, companies come together. They bring in a lot of gifts and then a lot of shoeboxes, and they do a packing party for that day. It's so much fun to pack shoeboxes. And we also have packing party materials online, so you can always find all the necessary materials that you need on our website. And this is also a great family project, just like Sue was talking about earlier, that you know you want to teach your children, you know, how to give, not just to receive. We were just had a celebration party in March. Well, one of the questions I was asking to, you know, the wonderful volunteers over there was, okay, well, since this is the 20 years anniversary, who have packed the shoebox for 20 years? I did not expect anybody to raise their hand. But there was a sweet lady raise her hand. And she was like, yes, I packed shoebox for 20 years. I'm like, wow, so tell us the story. And she said, well, she has a few grandchildren. So she found out the program 20 years ago. And since then, she had packed a shoebox represent for each grandchild for Operation Christmas Child for the past 20 years. How wonderful. Not that you are blessing the children on the other side of the world, but you also bless your own children. You are sowing seed for your own children.
Right.
So I think it's incredible. Or maybe birthday party, anniversary gift. Hey, instead of giving me the birthday gift, why don't you pack a shoebox that will be represent my birthday gift? Or vacation, right? In November, if you go to Hawaii or Puerto Rico, guess what? Why don't you just pack a shoebox right there? That will be such a memorable vacation you ever have. So there's so many ways, you know, you can pack shoeboxes, or mom's group, dad's group, grandmother's group get together. You can even make some handmade toys or handmade necklaces. We have a lady that is 90 years old, and she has been doing it for a few years. She handmade necklaces for children, over like 200 children every year, to put it in the shoebox. I mean, 90 years old. So if 90 years old can do that, anybody can do that. It's a very simple and fun project. And of course, some of you may be thinking, oh, I don't have time to pack shoeboxes. Hey, no problem. Again, we love technology. So you can build a box online. We have a build a box on our website. So all you have to do is just go on to Samaritan Purse website and say build a box. And then you can choose the item that on the website. And you can just build a box online right there. And churches, not only that, you know, you can mobilize your church member to pack shoeboxes. But if you are interested in becoming a drop-off location for us, we would love to have you to come on board. Right now, we have over 3,500 drop-off locations, but we would like to have more and more drop-off locations. All you have to do is just 1 week of the whole year to open your church door just for a few hours a day, and that you will bless a lot of children around the world.
So the people listening, if you are in church ministry, we had a lady that called earlier, and she's part of a children's ministry. So if you are a member of a church, just a member, you don't even have to be actively in ministry, but you're a member of the church, and we are all ministers, we are, even you. You go to the pastor or the person that's in charge of the children ministry or the outreach ministry, and you suggest that this be a ministry that the church embraces. And then what you can be is the spokesperson or the person that heads it up. And if that's not your gift, that's okay. There's many people in a church that want to serve and don't know where. They don't know how. And so together you guys can team up and you can make this happen for your church. The week that you need to be a collection week, I believe, is November 18th through the 25th. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So we're only in September, so you have some time to plan and organize this. So we're ahead of the game. We're being proactive. And that's exactly where we need to be in order to be successful in what we do.
in anything in life. You have to be proactive. You have to have a plan, work the plan, and make it happen. So is it you? Is God calling you right now? I'm hoping he's calling everybody listening right now. And I would love to see everybody be involved in this ministry. I think it would be just such a grand thing to do for these little children that just don't have what so many children have. I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know where your children are in your life. All I know is that there's children that are suffering and they're sad and they just don't feel God's love because they just are hurting. So why don't we show them God's love by doing a shoebox? How simple could that be? I think it's pretty simple. How about you? If you don't know how to get connected, go to SueFree, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and I will have the information posted on my website so that you can get the information you need to be the person in your church to be involved. I have elderly women that call me on this show when I'm live, and I have them connecting with me offline. And I will tell you that maybe this is something that all you ladies can get together and do. And wouldn't that be fun to do? Just get to gather together to bring gifts to the children. I just think it's an amazing idea and how fun and not overwhelming. It's not an overwhelming task. And it could just bring so much joy.
Yes, it's fun. You know, like when you volunteer for God's project, you want to be fun. You know, God is fun. So God is joy. So you want to do something fun and joy.
Yes, and this will bring joy. So in closing, what is a scripture that you would like to share? You said you had a scripture.
Well, everything is possible to God. Nothing is impossible because God is so big. And actually, I also want to mention about an event that's coming up on September 28, which is 2 weeks from now. This is a very special event because we actually have a person from Rwanda in the genocide. His whole family got killed in genocide, but he went to the orphanage and he received a shoebox. And now he is coming to Los Angeles to speak on the 28 from 2 to 3:30 at a First Presbyterian Church in Hollywood. So you can come and listen to him.
So be a blessing to someone each and every day. God bless you, and I look forward to talking with you next week. Bye-bye.
Child, you're forgiven in love. Child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven in love.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services.
Ah, springtime. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.